Good morning and welcome to the Men's Daily Briefing. This is Aaron Kimple. It is Wednesday, December the 21st, 2016. The title for today's article is In the Multitude of Counselors. I'm going to read three quick passages from the Proverbs. Chapter 11 and verse 14 says, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Chapter 15, verse 22, "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors they are established." Chapter 24, verse 6, "For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety." You can tell a lot about a person by looking at who he chooses to advise him. In each of the above proverbs, you can see the value of having a multitude of counselors. Without them, the people fail and plans go off course. With a multitude of counselors, there is safety and your plans are established. You can wage your own war when you have that group of godly advisors around you. As fathers, this is something we have to emphasize constantly to our sons and daughters. The people who advise you are going to directly impact the course of your life. Who are their friends? What kinds of people advise those friends? Who is my son or daughter seeking to date or court? What types of people advise that potential spouse? Most importantly, Jesus is our counselor, Isaiah 9, verse 6 through 7, and the Word of God is to be our counselor. As fathers, we lead the way in how we seek advice. We pattern this behavior for our kids. Do we go first to God and His Word for advice? Are our children familiar with the sound of these words? Let's go to God and pray about this. Or let's see what God's Word has to say about this. On top of that, we can pattern for our children how to seek out godly advice. When we are making big decisions in life or are struggling with trials, do our kids see us as looking for wise, godly counselors to help us and lead us through those times? How about the words, "Let's call Brother Smith. He has a lot of godly wisdom in this area," or "Let's have the elders of the church pray about this and see what they have to say." We, along with our children, need those counselors. Someone else can help us see reason when we are not being reasonable. That godly friend can be objective when we are all emotional and irrational. Wise counselors can help shine light on dark places and guide us in the right way. One final passage is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 20, which says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Thanks and have a great day.